Yahya Sinwar has been the Israeli government's number one target in Gaza since the October 7, 2023 attack. Since then, Israel has been trying to kill Sinwar because he led the planning of the Hamas-led attack on Israel on October 7, 2023, during which 1,139 people died and about 250 were taken captive. He was the mastermind of October 7 attack. He was leading the Hamas group after the death of Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran, July this year. He has spent 22 years in Israeli prison before being released in 2011 during a prisoner exchange. So, how was he killed? At around 2 PM and 3 PM in the afternoon on Wednesday 16th October, a patrolling unit of the Israeli army was conducting searches of the Tal as-Sultan neighborhood in Rafah. Rafah is a key border crossing between Gaza and Egypt. If you remember, the All Eyes on Rafah narrative was floating around on the internet. Many celebrities and public figures like actors, musicians and social media influencers jumped on the bandwagon and started pushing this narrative without knowing anything about it. It was as if they all had received a group text, urgent, post about Rafah as soon as possible, whether you know what it is or not. So a patrolling unit of the Israeli army was conducting searches of the Tal as-Sultan neighborhood in Rafah on the afternoon of October 16th. Suddenly, they saw a small group of Hamas members moving between buildings, one of whom was later identified as Yahya Sinwar. The Israeli unit sent in a drone towards these Hamas fighters' location. Then there was an exchange of fire in which three of Hamas fighters were killed. One of them moved into a damaged building, as you can see in this image captured by the Israeli drone. The man injured and seated in a chair covering his face is Yahya Sinwar. As soon as the Israeli army pinpointed his location through their drone, the building was then shelled by tanks and missiles, killing Yahya Sinwar. His body remained undisturbed for some time because the Israeli soldiers knew what if it was booby-trapped, so they waited until the area had been secured. Sinwar's body was then taken to a laboratory in Israel where they confirmed a match with his dental and fingerprint records, which were taken during his previous imprisonment in 2011. Now the question is, did United States help Israel in any form? Yes, the United States has claimed that the intelligence contributed to locating Sinwar. US President Joe Biden said he had directed special operations personnel and our intelligence professionals to work side by side with the Israeli counterparts to help locate and track Sinwar. The Israeli counterpart here is being referred to Shin Bet, which is Israel's domestic intelligence force. Now there is a video released by the IDF where they are showing Yahya Sinwar's luxurious bunker. Here's the video. You can see modern showers, multiple bathrooms, fully functional kitchen, a large safe filled with millions of Israeli shekels, and lockers filled with weapons, ammunition and explosives, perfumes and colognes. Apart from all of this, the interesting thing that was found was food rations that had logo of the United Nations Palestinian Refugee Agency. What does it mean? It means that Hamas uses resources from the international agencies. These resources were given for humanitarian crisis in Gaza. And now look who is using it. And this is what Israel has been accusing the United Nations, particularly UN-affiliated agencies operating in Gaza, of allowing their resources to be siphoned off to Hamas. Hamas, which controls Gaza, exploits international aid and uses civilians as human shields. You have to understand that Hamas has created a very complex and volatile situation in Gaza. On one hand, they use civilians as human shields, which leads to the daily deaths of innocent people, creating a state of poverty. Now, international organizations like the United Nations are committed to providing humanitarian aid to those affected, no matter where they are or who they are. But let me tell you how Hamas exploits this liberal mindset of the United Nations. So the United Nations dumps food, ration, medical supplies, all for the people of Gaza. But then Hamas steals some of it. And on top of that, they manipulate the people, motivating them with their agenda and compel them to donate their ration to Hamas because after all, they claim to be fighting the big war. And on the other hand, Hamas and other radical Islamic organizations, they abuse United Nations and non-Islamic organizations and non-Islamic countries for not aligning with their thought process. Despite this, Hamas still takes advantage of resources provided by international organizations like the United Nations, including humanitarian aid, which often comes from non-Islamic countries. Essentially, while Hamas condemns these entities publicly, they still benefit from aid and support that come directly or indirectly from them. This dual approach allows them to exploit resources while maintaining their radical agendas. Now, if you see, Yahya Sinwar has spent much of his time hiding underground. in these luxurious tunnels. This is like his command center. From here, he was directing Hamas operations in order to avoid capture. When Israel started raiding and bombing these tunnels in Gaza, during his escape, these pictures were captured, where you could see his wife was carrying a $32,000 Hermes Birkin bag. Carrying such a bag is definitely a statement. The Birkin bag has long been a symbol of luxury and exclusivity. And at that price point, it's not just an accessory, it's a status symbol or a reflection of personal style. So regular ordinary Palestinian people have to realize what all of this is. While they struggle with poverty, displacement, and a lack of basic necessities, those in power, I'm talking about Hamas, Hezbollah, seem to live in a completely different world, far away from the hardships of everyday life. So if you see, whether it is in war-torn areas or peaceful cities, there is often a disconnect between those in power and the general population. In many cases, leaders, be it political or militant, tend to live in comfort, while the ordinary people they claim to represent struggle with poverty and hardship. This is not limited to Gaza or any conflict zones. Even in stable societies, politicians and leaders sometimes prioritize their own wealth and status over the well-being of the people. The fundamental principle of deception, where leaders present themselves as champions of the people while enjoying privileges far beyond what the average citizen has, is unfortunately a common theme in politics, whether you're talking about terrorist leaders or regular politicians in cities and villages. In both cases, the leadership often portrays an image of solidarity with the common people, but their actions and lifestyle can tell a different story. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.